Senator Martin Heinrich has announced he will support President Obama's request for authorization of military force against Syria. In a highly nuanced press release, Heinrich first makes clear that he expects his decision to be an unpopular one among constituents. The senator notes that even though the U.S. may be war-weary, the nation has a moral obligation to deter Assad and others from using internationally prohibited weapons. The full text of Heinrich's comments can be found at heinrich.senate.gov. Public regulation commissioners today consider making changes to the PRC's reasonable cost threshold rule, which enforces the State Renewable Energy Act. That act requires utilities to provide 15% of their electricity from renewable energy by 2015 and 20% by 2020. The current minimum is 10%. If costs to businesses are higher than the PRC threshold, utilities need not be bound to the standards. Among business interests attending today's meeting in Santa Fe will be Intel, Honeywell, University of New Mexico, and the City of Albuquerque. New Mexico's Water Quality Control Commission holds a public hearing today to discuss guidelines recommended by the New Mexico Environment Department designed to improve ground and surface water protection measures around copper mining operations. In 2009, the state legislature amended the Water Quality Act to require the Water Quality Control Commission to adopt specific rules for the copper mining industry. The purpose is to ensure consistent regulatory compliance rather than determining requirements on a case-by-case basis. That meeting begins at 9 a.m. in room 307 of the Capitol Building here in Santa Fe. The Office of Superintendent of Insurance has approved rate increases for individually purchased Blue Cross Blue Shield plans, affecting about 26,000 New Mexicans. The rate hikes, some at 10.4%, others at 9.2%, will kick in December 1st of this year and run through the end of 2014. 5 to 6 percentage points of the rate increase are due to medical cost inflation. The remainder is due to new fees imposed on health insurers by the Affordable Care Act. Blue Cross must still pay at least 80 cents of every premium dollar for medical bills, or else must return excess premiums to policyholders. Santa Fe County sheriffs have arrested the two suspects alleged to have stolen some $35,000 in valuable paintings by artist Juan Machinado. Adam and Darla Dimas were located at their residence in Hernandez, New Mexico, and were taken into custody without incident. It's believed the couple stole the paintings from a Pewaukee storage shed and later pawned them at a Santa Fe store. They're being held at the Santa Fe County Adult Detention Center in lieu of a $100,000 cash bond. And in weather for Santa Fe, get ready for some rain and perhaps plenty of it. Meteorologist Sean Bennett with the National Weather Service office in Albuquerque says the next 72 hours are likely to be noteworthy.
What we have is a monsoon moisture plume moving in from Old Mexico, and it actually has some embedded tropical cyclone remnant. In a scientific term, this is an outlier. This is really an extreme event. If the models are correct, we will have some significant rainfall accumulations, something like around 2 inches perhaps over the next 3 days. 1 to 3 would be a good range, and that will definitely cause some problems. This is going to be a significant event.
A 70% chance for rain today, possibly heavy at times, arriving by early afternoon under partly cloudy skies, highs in the low 70s. Precipitation probability increases to 80% both tomorrow and Thursday. For KSFR News, this is Dan Garrity.